Good morning, 14 degrees below zero. A little bit cold out there this morning on the WIB Wake Up Shows. We're coming up on 14 before 6 o'clock. And time for the best 5 minutes of the day with Dr. Jason Kanz, our neuropsychologist friend from Eau Claire. Brr, cold. What does this do to the brain when it's this cold?
You know, I think that if you look at, like, some of the people who have had, like, severe hypothermia, people, like their hearts and so forth, can live a lot longer because their brain is kept cool. And so I think it being cold isn't necessarily bad for the brain. Although I wouldn't encourage people to go and just lay out in the snowbanks today or anything like that.
It's funny you say that because Jim Jeffries, he and his talented wife Jane have written many plays. They're these are some of the fundraisers we've had in the last year. A couple for Teamwork Africa at Valley Brook Church in downtown Eau Claire. And he had a picture of himself out in a lawn chair in his driveway with the snow in the background. Basically,
yeah.
For all those southern folks with the snow, you know, saying, you know, hey, you're missing out. But it was pretty humorous. So anyhow.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's going to think they're missing out today. It's bitter out there. So
it is. All right. Well, before we get to closing out Philippians 2:29-30 today, we continue on with Crab Fest because our friend Larry Crabb, at the end of the month, it'll be 2 years since his passing. He had a huge impact on both of us. Love him, miss him. And so we're marching on because you wrote a book called Living in the Larger Story, where you sum up so many of his books. And where are we at today?
Yeah, so we're continuing on a 1985 book called Hope When You're Hurting, which was another one that he wrote with Dan Allender, like the one we discussed yesterday.
I am holding my large print edition of that book in my hand. So the older you get, it's nice to have a large print edition.
Right. So he, you know, this was one of Larry's. I mean, I don't know that he thought this was an amazing book. You know, as he and I talked about it. He thought it was okay, but I think he liked some of his other work better.
Okay.
And yet, it does get at some, you know, some good questions. He is looking at, things like, who can I help? What will the helper do? What can I hope for? But I think importantly, he really starts to touch on the whole connecting idea. This is before his book Connecting came out. He said in there, he said, connection, not analysis, seems closer to the center of my work. And I think that explains so much of Larry's work, is the importance of connecting.
I want to touch on that because I think I read recently where somebody talked about, in terms of, you know, addiction, and it's so rampant across our society in so many different ways. But somebody said the answer isn't sobriety, but connection. That connection is the real answer.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think I feel like we talk about that with Ed once in a while about the importance of connection. Our friend Ed Ramsey at our Saturday breakfast. So the other thing that he touches on here, I think for the first time in his books, is the idea of perichoresis, which is that Trinitarian idea that the Father, Son, and Spirit are pouring continually into one another, kind of in this divine dance. Mm-hmm. And it becomes so important in his later work. But I think we see the first glimpses of it there.
He did love that. He talks a lot about the dance that's going on between the three members of the Trinity, and that we're invited into that.
Right. Yep.
And it's huge. Even as you say that, I mean, that's just such a great reminder, because as we're called to relate, as you write about in Notes from the Upper Room, on John 13-17, about Trinitarian relating, you got a whole chapter, and that is what we're called to. But if we never are thinking about it, how are we even going to live that out, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think we need to be intentional about it. And again, I think that's where Larry was calling us back to that regularly.
Interesting to pick up on a couple of those things which became so key, the connection, certainly has a whole book called Connecting. All right, Philippians 2:29-30. Let's close it out here.
Sure. So that says, welcome him in the Lord's love and with great joy, and give him the honor that people like him deserve. For he risked his life for the work of Christ, and he was at the point of death while doing for me what you couldn't do from far away.
And the way Jason closes it out and in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, Philippians 2, 29 and 30, as I have told you before, your life will not be without suffering, which is a condition of the fall. Pain may come in many ways. Everyone dies, but not everyone really lives in the light of my kingdom. Keep pressing toward me, whether in comfort or pain, remembering the goodness that awaits you. Ah, that tough word, suffering, right?
Yeah. You know, so thinking about that, you know, as a 50-year-old person now and wondering what does the remainder of my life look like, which I hope is fairly long yet, but
yeah,
that idea of everyone dies, but not everyone really lives in light of God's kingdom. Huh. What does that look like to live as people who live and love well in light of Christ?
Well, I've put the word suffer into my music list this morning, and only one song comes up, Matt Redman, Son of Suffering. Let's give it a listen. Jason, thanks.
Very good.
We'll talk to you today. Saw you at the Rice Lake Chahai game and your family, your parents last night.
Yeah. We took in the JV game and got to see about half of the varsity game. And my younger brother, Will, is a freshman for Rice Lake, plays JV. So I felt a little disloyal being a Chippewa guy, too, and sitting with Rice Lake fans, but it's your hometown versus your adopted hometown, too, so you're rooting for both teams to do well, and then Chi-High got the win in the varsity. So
there you go. And, people understand rooting for your brother, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm frightened. Of course you will.
I know what I must do.
The Chosen, Season 3, the finale.
You turned traitor. Mine will be the last face you see.
See Episode 7 and 8 in a special cinematic event. February 2nd and 3rd only at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden.
The Chosen, Season 3 Finale on the big screen.
And I will give you rest.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Well, let's talk about that because, and Tom Brady's new movie, because that, I saw Andrea Polnasek, and she's a screenwriter. She's an award-winning screenwriter through Ted Bear's Movie Guide, and so I saw her posting last night that it appeared she'd been to, I think that debuted last night, didn't it?
Yes, so yesterday and today, and I believe two showings each day.
Yeah.
This is a limited two-day event at Mycon Cinemas Chippewa Falls for the finale of The Chosen, and if I understand right, it comes out in this theater for a special event before it's actually available online anywhere to watch.
So I saw Andrea's post that she had really loved it, and again, it's interesting because for The Chosen, they began in the theater and even at Mycon with episodes 1 and 2 for season 3, now wrapping up this season with episodes 7 and 8. So check that out. Again, you got a couple of days to do that.
And there is another major, major faith-based film coming up soon as well that starting Monday, we'll have some news for you on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, looking forward to that. Meanwhile, also another movie that's out there, 80 for Brady, and call me cynical, but I just think Tom Brady's retirement, which I know he was on the brink of tears, and again, I'm a fan of, his great accomplishments and such, and I think we can learn from his commitment and dedication to greatness, but it just so happens that his announcement had come the morning after he'd been in California at the debut of the film 80 for Brady, which has quite the all-star cast, right? Like Sally Field and Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda and Rita Moreno.
Yeah, and so again, you hear the air quotes, just so happens. I mean, he timed it very, very well. And so, yeah, it's, by all accounts, a legitimate retirement. But yeah, it seems pretty calculated in the timing because now he is at the forefront, headlines everywhere. I mean, Dawson on The Drive yesterday was talking about him, and I don't know that Dawson is the biggest football fan, but it's such a big story.
Right.
And Tom Brady doing himself well to make sure people go see the movie.
Right. So anyhow, those are some great choices. If you're a fan of The Chosen, or even if you haven't, you might want to check that out at Mycon these next couple of days.
Yeah, and so today's the last day for The Chosen, that finale. Yeah, so yesterday and today. So please don't miss it. Make sure you sell that out to support faith-based movies.
I've talked about it in the past. I saw seasons 1 and 2 on the big screen at Mycon. Way different experience when you do that.
Yeah, much better than watching on your phone. We'll just say that. It's that time here on a Friday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel, where we get you caught up on everything that you might have missed. We aggregate that information from news, sports, politics, pop culture, and because we respect your time, we bring it to you in a little condensed, bite-sized form. We call it headlines, and here we go.
A study finds the most educated state is Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's the only place in America where people actually brag about the size of their student loans.
Yeah, really.
Leading head trauma specialists say the NFL should try to reduce some of the violence in the game.
Yeah, so don't be surprised if during the Super Bowl, guys are tackling each other with strong handshakes.
I'd watch that.
Yes, the Super Bowl is coming.
Which means I have a very short time to train my dog how to make nachos.
Good luck, Arlo.
Another study found that the kid who is mom's favorite is more likely to be a sad adult.
I guess so. Has to come as a huge shock that no one is going to follow you through life, cutting your meat into little pieces.
Wait, really?
Party City has filed for bankruptcy protection.
If approved, they plan to throw a party.
What do you know?
Embattled Congressman George Santos has recused himself from his committee assignments.
He says this will allow him more free time to practice for his Super Bowl halftime performance.
Wow.
I think he got that mixed up. And finally, director M. Night Shyamalan did an interview in which he defended his less popular movies.
He promised more creative stories in the future and also announced the addition of George Santos to his writing team.
He's got quite an imagination.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. WWIB, it's 823, 10 degrees below zero, and we've tried to give away money, and just no one's calling back in time. 715-723-2555 was the number that we needed to hear back from Nancy from Barron. We were trying to pay back her heating bill of $424.65 back before 7 o'clock. Didn't hear back. And then earlier this hour, Amanda from Fall Creek trying to pay back her heating bill of $287.21 and didn't hear back. So that's a bummer. That's a bummer. Serious cash. It's cold, hard cash during the winter warm-up that we want to give away thanks to our friends. So let's try again.
Reports say heating costs are on the rise again.
Some homeowners report their energy bills have doubled.
Cranking the heat this winter will cost you.
It's time to warm things up and pay your bills. The WIB Winter Warm-Up. Activated.
I'm just determined here. Let's find a winner. It's the WWIB Winter Warm-Up presented by the all-new courtesy Ford of Stanley, and we are getting ready to try, once again, to pay back someone's heating bill. Our next contestant is from Hillsdale, Wisconsin. Our next contestant is Will Sinclair from Hillsdale. Will and Mandy Sinclair from Hillsdale with a heating bill of $188.85. Will Sinclair from Hillsdale, $188.85. Will, you're on the clock. 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call us back at 715-723-2555.
You're a winner.
He called back in time. We have on the line right now Will Sinclair from Hillsdale. Will, you were listening and you must have heard your name, huh?
I did hear my name right away.
It pays to listen to WWIB, the WIB Winter Warm-Up. And so, my friend, a bill of almost $200, $188.85, that heating bill, we're going to send you a check. We're going to pay that bill back. How about that?
That is so amazing. I'm so happy.
Absolutely. I mean, and the thing is, the bills, they just keep going up, right? Like, and so we're hoping that we can be a blessing through the love of our sponsors, for all of you, our WIB family, that we can just kind of be God's hand and feet. And so what a great opportunity that we have, too. And we're so glad that you called back in time.
I'm so glad you called my name. Your station truly is a blessing.
Well, thank you so much, Will. Thanks for joining me on the air here. And Will's probably thinking this right about now.
I love doing the WIB Wake Up Show. I love being a part of this show for 3.5 hours. And Caleb joins me at 7. But it's not just us. We partner with you, the listeners, as you'll hear in this week's Best of the Week. Our friend PCD John, he's asking for your prayers today. I'm asking for your prayers for him today as well, and he's got a song request.
I have surgery today. Could you play Crucified with Christ by Phyllis Friggin' Dean? Thank you.
Hey, morning, Mark and Caleb. So, joke for you from Keith. Hey, you know, I've heard that Humpty Dumpty had absolutely the worst winter, one disaster after another, which is unfortunate, because he had such a great fall. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Thanks so much, Keith.
We celebrated Peggy's birthday by going to the Royal Buffet in Chippewa Falls. And wow, they've got a lot of food there. And you can eat as much as you want until your tummy says no more. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe even past that.
I mean, that's really... They share this as a birthday with the likes of, yes, Bill Mummy from Lost in Space is 69. He played Will Robinson on this television show. Yeah, Lost in Space. I did not know until this morning, John Williams composed this TV theme. Yeah, from Star Wars. I think I read that Spielberg's doing like a documentary on John Williams. Kind of exciting this morning, Caleb. A live taste test.
Yes, taste test time here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks to our friends at Avenue Orchard.
Something that Jessica Murphy offers up in the Sunday Observer, I believe out of London, is some things that men should never say to a woman. Don't say to her, "What did you do to your hair? I like your new haircut. It's infinitely better and shows you're paying attention."
Yeah, better than just saying, "You look different." Right? It's really kind of a Valentine's flavor, or just in time for Valentine's Day, of their newest jams and jellies. This is a jam.
Chocolate cherry jam.
A twin pack of CDs, if you can tell us the year of this song.
It's later than 87 and earlier than 94.
Good morning. This is Linda Churchill. Hi, Linda. From Chippewa. Well, I started listening to you in 1991 when we moved here. So I'm thinking maybe 1991.
Maybe 1991.
You are correct, Linda.
You are absolutely correct.
The year you started listening, DeGarmo and Key did Family Reunion, and that's what that 1 second clip is. Congratulations, you win a Chris Tomlin and Friends CD and Carrie Jobe the Blessing.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much.
We've got it each spread out on a piece of bread here this
morning. All right, so it's chocolate and cherry jam, the latest creation from the Creation Kitchen at Avenue Orchard. Shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Very good.
Wow. So I get the cherry right away.
Right. I got
the
cherry.
And then the chocolate
right
kind of comes afterward.
I agree with you on that.
But yeah, a very, very sweet cherry jam. Very sweet, but not overwhelmingly sweet. Not like a sickly sweet, just a really nice sweet. You get all the cherries and then kind of the cocoa, the chocolate comes in afterward. That would be fantastic. I'm thinking like an English muffin or bagels as well, too. Very, very good. Or, man, something special for the kids. PB&J's Valentine's week as well. Well done.
Yeah,
Avenue Orchard, as usual.
I'm
the
with
chocolate
you.
And cherry jam.
Well, our dear friend PCD John had some surgery this week. Got the inside scoop from his wife, Debbie, that he had WWIB on there in the hospital. And even different people were saying, "Hey, I know that song." And so PCD John, thinking about you, praying for you.
Yeah, this is John. I'm at Marshfield. And thank you for playing Phillips, Craig, and Dean. I have at least one more surgery to go. And once again, thank you, Mark and Caleb, for playing Phillips, Craig, and Dean. And hello to my wife. Bye.
There we go. We can hear WWIB in the background. See, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We mean it when we say we're interactive. Caleb, we mean it when we say we're going to pay off your heating bills.
That's why you got to keep listening all day long.